collect call from Jimmy
and Nate
on Nova.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Happy Sunday, Australia, and happy Valentine's Day, Jim.
The end of the world will be on February 14th in the year 2016.
Valentine's Day. Bummer.
It could be the end of the world. Right now, this could be the last thing you ever hear.
This could be the last thing you ever hear.
No, it wasn't. Looks like we're going to hold on for a little bit longer.
Yeah, the world could end at midnight, so you've got 2 hours of Jimmy and Nath to keep you company.
I mean, what a thing to rely on, Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, we should mention that is a clip from Ghostbusters 2. Mm. They have predicted the end of the world. It hasn't happened yet, and fingers crossed it doesn't.
Jim, we stumbled across something pretty interesting on the internet earlier this week. We could not believe what it was. So we're asking in 2 songs' time, 13, 24, 10, what did you find on the internet? We're going to get into that. But now, Zayn Malik, Pillow Talk. Bit of pillow talking tonight. Your Valentine's Day. It's Jimmy Nath on Nova. Happy end of your Valentine's Day. It is Jimmy Nath on Nova, leading you into your working week. Now, Jim, coming up, there's a free thing up for grabs with movies and emojis. It involves a little game that we play, but now we're asking 13, 24, 10, what did you find on the internet?
We were looking on the internet the other day about Coles, because they've sort of changed the way the self-checkout is, but that's not important.
Yeah.
Because when we were looking up Coles, we were trying to find the theme song, which many people around Australia may remember this.
Prices are down.
Such a great ad. And we're like, yeah, let's grab that. But when we were looking for it on the internet, we found that it's actually a 4-minute song.
Yeah.
And, like, this is it. It's got an intro.
Film clip.
Yeah, it's a film clip.
Yeah.
You can buy it on iTunes.
Yeah.
If you want to buy the Coles ad. Which, like, who thought up this? Who wanted this?
I don't understand. Do they have, an acoustic version and a lyric video? Is it a fresh hit? Are we going to play it on the Fresh 40? Or?
James Corden gets them in the car, does a carpool karaoke with them.
I don't understand. Like, surely Coles didn't ask these guys who sung the song to perform a four-minute video clip with everything.
It's like they're going, oh, look, guys, we just want, a 5-second thing saying, down, prices are down.
Yeah.
No, we're going to do a film clip. It's going to be No, just 5 seconds.
Yeah, we can even loop it. We don't actually need you.
You don't need to keep singing it.
Did they think it was going to chart on iTunes or?
Well, speaking of charting, they actually got a version with Pitbull. I mean, it's got out of hand.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. I know you want me.
Down, down, prices down.
You know I want you.
Down, down, prices down.
Maybe the food chart is what they make up on.
So that's why we are asking on 13, 24, 10, what did you find on the internet? Because we've stumbled upon this gold of a Coles song. Could be a video, could be a funny meme. What did you find on the internet?
It could be just Pitbull.
Real fat.
How much do those bananas cost, Pitbull?
Oh, maybe.
Real fat.
It's Jimmy and Nath. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Jim, we just asked 13, 24, 10, what did you find on the internet?
We found the video for Coles, Down, Down, Prices Are Down.
Down, down, prices are down.
I just love singing
down,
it.
Down.
Everyone should know that song.
But we found out that it's like a 4-minute song. It's on YouTube. Check it out. Just type Coles Down Down ad. It's a live band. It's a film clip. You can download it on iTunes. Why you'd pay money for an ad, I'm not sure.
Well, it's not an ad, though. That's the thing. It's got a lyric video. It's up for a VMA. No, I made that up.
It's the best song at the Grammys. We've even found out there's a Pitbull remix.
Oh, there is, yeah.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
No, that isn't real. We definitely made that up.
Probably not his best mixing thing that he's ever done, is it?
People, I can't say any of it has been overly that well.
Luke, what did you find on the internet?
I found a video of these guys in the streets and they're shooting Roman candles, the fireworks, at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Harry Potter music playing behind it.
Oh. I think we might have the video here.
That's no one was heard in this video, of course, Luke, were they?
Hopefully not.
Jimmy Nath, we don't recommend that Australia goes down and shoots fireworks at each other.
No, we also don't recommend to listen to Pitbull either. So.
No, apparently.
Jimmy and Nath.
And we hope you're enjoying your Sunday night. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Now, coming up very soon, Jim, your chance to sing to your country with your show, your song. It's an exciting time and everybody loves doing it, especially us. But we want to give you the opportunity.
From the guys who bought you Love Confessions, it's The Long Shot and The Goodbye Song. comes a game like no other.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
The Movie Emoji Game.
Jim, we sit down each week and we represent movies through emojis and we give away a prize. In fact, we're going to give away a double pass to Dirty Grandpa. Join Robert De Niro and Zac Efron as they embark on the wildest journey of their lives in cinemas now.
Yeah, we get together. Saturday night is movie night at the Jimmy and Nath household. We snuggle up. This week, what do we have? We had a hot cup of Milo that we shared together.
I ate your marshmallow.
You did. Happy Valentine's Day. We watched this movie and went, how do we represent this through emoji? If you need to know how this works, head to our Instagram page at Jimmy and Nath. You can see previous emojis on there and you can see the answer. And also stay by your inbox in case you are the winner tonight because that's how we get in contact with you. Tell you you've won and you may even get on the radio. Nath, but this week's emoji.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's a very good one.
They're all good.
There's two lines of emojis.
Yep.
So I'll do the honours of reading the first line.
Go ahead, kind sir.
It is turtle emoji. Turtle emoji. Pizza emoji.
And then it's followed by turtle emoji, rat emoji. Okay, so when I first saw this, Jim, I thought it was like a new ad for the Woolies Fresh Italian section. Pizza and rats.
What does turtle represent?
Well, I don't know. Turtles are healthy.
Really?
I don't know.
What does turtle taste like?
The turtle tastes great. It's in with their new fresh salad. They do that. Spiders and turtles. It's great.
But again, if you want to win this, just head to our Instagram page at Jimmy and Nath and be the first person to comment correctly what the movie is. I'm going to upload it right now.
Is it Ratatouille?
No, it's not.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Playing fresh hits. This is Jimmy and Nath.
Jim, we just did our movie emoji game and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was the movie.
Was the correct answer and our winner is Kay Sweet, at Kay Sweet. She has more followers than us.
So I guess you could say it was a case of fast Instagramming.
Kay, send us some followers, please.
And Wheat, had pizza in the emoji, maybe that's got something to do with each other?
No, I'll DM her and let her find out.
It's Jimmy and Nath. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. We hope you're having a fantastic evening and thank you so much for listening and being a part of our show all the time.
Your show.
Your show.
Your song.
Oh, yeah, Jim. It's time for us to reclaim singing in the car for everyone out there who it's been cruelly robbed from.
Yeah, well, arch nemesis James Corden. You probably haven't heard of him. He does this little thing called carpool karaoke.
Tiny, tiny little thing.
I mean, he has Adele, Bieber. Yeah. I mean, you know, who are they?
Justin who?
Hello?
Don't know. Yeah, I mean, hello.
Sorry,
yeah.
But he is our arch nemesis because he's constantly stealing guests from us. They're booked in to do Jimmy and Nath.
Yep.
Our producer mum, she gets it done. She's like, yeah, guys, Elton John's on the show, Chris Martin's on the show. But then Corden goes, John.
Yeah.
Chris O.
Yeah.
I need you on to do carpool karaoke.
I'm most disappointed with the fact that Elton has gone and done carpool karaoke. We want to allow Australia to sing in the car. These guys, they've got stadiums, they've got arenas. Singing in the car is for you.
Yeah, so to wrap it up, in the last week, James Corden has had Elton John and Chris Martin on his show singing in the car. And as Nath just mentioned, Australia, the car's your space. It's a safe space where you can sing and everyone can listen, but we extend that to Australia. So you don't just get to sing in your car, you get to sing in everyone around Australia's car. This is a bit of a grab of Elton John and Chris Martin on that other guy, James Corden show.
Look at the stars. Look how they shine.
Don't cheer. Stop cheering.
In the circle.
Oh, I do like Lion King.
Yeah, but I'm a bit off Elton.
In the circle of life.
Jim, look, Elton is a big fan of the show, and I am extremely disappointed that he went behind our backs again. So he's not...
Well, no, he was supposed to be on the show. It's just, it's old Corden. Yeah. Corden's has stitched us up again and be like, oh, Elton, you're going to be on my show.
I'm still going to make a rule, though. No Elton allowed.
So Australia, this is your chance to call up and sing anything. You can sing an anthem, a chant, an ad, a hymn, whatever you want to sing. Australia, this is your chance on 13, 24, 10.
Give us a call and you can sing to your country. We're bringing it back. You can sing in your car. Not in a stadium.
You can sing. You can sing.
It's Jimmy and Nath. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for joining us.
Your show.
Your show.
Your song.
Oh,
Jim, we reclaim singing in the car for Australia. Everyone listening out there, because James Corden, our arch nemesis, he takes that opportunity away from everyone.
Yeah, he does a little segment called Carpool Karaoke. Australia, you may be familiar with it, you may not. He just has celebrities riding in the car singing.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, that's our thing.
The biggest disappointment about this is two huge fans of the show, Chris Martin and Elton John, they've stabbed us in the back, Jim.
Yeah.
And they've done it.
And they've been on his show. But again, this isn't about celebrities, Australia. This is about you. This is about your car and you singing.
Exactly. Like Sophie and Lisa, you've got a song for us. Go, girls.
Yeah, we do. All the peace in the grove now. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. I want to say that they've practiced. Have you, girls, have you practiced?
Yes. And our Uber driver's in the car as well, and he knows the lyrics better than us.
Oh, really? Oh, here's your Uber driver. When the pimps in he does.
Is Snoop like driving you?
He does know it a lot better, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He is a lot better than the girls.
Dash, what song have you got for us?
I've got Angels by Robbie Williams.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
And through it all,
the high note.
She offers me protection.
I love and affection. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall. Come on, Dash.
All right.
Wherever it may take
Dash,
me.
Dash, sorry, I didn't know I had James Corden on the show with you.
Tommy and Nate on Nova.
You have a collect call from Jimmy
and Nate
on Nova.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
And Sydney and Australia and every other state out there, thank you so much.
Uluru. Yeah, they tune in with the app.
Thank you so much for joining us on your Sunday night. Jim, the world hasn't ended yet. Ghostbusters 2 predicted that the world was going to end, but it didn't.
There's still time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could end in the next hour.
Hang on just a sec. No, we're still here. We're still alive, so that's fine.
So again, for your last hour on Earth, Australia, you have Jimmy and Nath with you.
Mm.
And in two songs' time, there's a guy over in Spain. He hasn't been to work for 6 years.
Yep.
But he's been still getting paid.
Wow. He's been bludging work.
Yeah, well, that's the dream, isn't it?
A bit like us, bludging work. Maybe we're not on air. Maybe we are.
No, we're here.
No, we
this
are. We
live.
Promise we are. It's Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Troy Sivan, it is Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for joining us, Jim. Coming up soon, another opportunity to win a free thing. If I can guess actors' voices in Nath knows, then you can pretty much walk away with anything. No, not anything, because we can't give anything away, can we?
Something
free. But now we're asking 13, 24, 10, how long have you had off work?
A Spanish man has taken 6 years off work, and no one noticed.
Yeah.
He was a Spanish civil servant, and he skipped work for 6 years and still received his salary while not coming in for work.
I reckon he was having an extra long siesta, because they don't work there anyway, do they?
No. I mean, I've never been to Spain, have you?
Yes, I have.
And their siestas, they're like an afternoon nap. That's what they
look,
are.
I don't speak Spanish.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish.
I'm asking you, is it a nap?
Oh.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish.
This man, he was caught out when he was supposed to be given an award for 60 years service in the workplace. So he's been working for this company for 60 years.
I mean, he's given a lot.
So I feel like, if you give 60, you should have 6. Is that a... Imagine if we're on Nova in 60 years' time. Do you think it would happen?
Well, I just want to know, maybe this is Inception. Maybe we haven't been at work for the last 6 years and this is just constant reruns of the one show.
I'm so confused by what you said.
Yeah.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
No, I don't speak Spanish. The guy's name is Joaquin Garcia.
Is that how you would say that? I thought J's were Joaquin.
Joaquin Garcia. We'll go with that. And he was collecting his annual salary of 37,000 euros.
Yeah.
Do you know how much that is in... Don't play that. I don't... Don't do it.
Okay, I won't. How much? 60,000?
37. I think it's double. So
yeah, it's around
70,000. So when he was caught out, he had to pay a year of it back. So basically, he's been at work for 5 years and he's got paid for it. He just had to pay the sixth year back.
What, so they didn't know that he was paid for 5 years? He only told them that he was skipped work for 1 year?
No, I think just with the 60 years in the workforce, they went, look, just give us the year back, Joaquin. That's fine. You can have the 5.
I thought he was being secret. And then, well done, Joaquin. You've gone to like a media agency. And if they read that article, you're gone anyway.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
Yeah, they're going to chase out the rest of you.
Yeah.
He actually filed a complaint when he left.
Yeah.
So he did say that it was 6 years because he said his bosses should have paid more attention.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, if you have someone that you're paying and they're not turning up,
Yeah, I mean, here at Nova, our boss, the good-looking boss, he is definitely paying attention. He'll be listening right now. So shout out to the good-looking boss, Sean. How are we going? Give us a call, 13 14 10.
Hopefully we get paid for this one.
Australia, give us a call on 13 14 10. And how long have you had off work for? It could be a day, it could be a week. You could be off work right now. Give us a call.
6 years, maybe. It's Nova. Happy Sunday evening. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova. And Jim, we just asked 13 14 10, how long have you had off work for?
Yeah, Spanish man in... I can only imagine Spain. Had 6 years off work and no one noticed. He got paid for it as well.
Yes, I couldn't believe that. And he only had to end up paying back one year of it.
And then he retired.
I mean, I want to work there.
Yeah, well, I mean, he had worked there for 60 years, so there must be a 60 years to 6 years off sort of policy or something.
Yeah, you just get 5 free years to do whatever you want.
It reminded me of, I had some time off work. Well, it actually wasn't work. I had some time off school. And I basically missed the whole year 10 of my schooling.
Yeah.
Because we had this, like, rock concert at the start of the year, and there was all these helium balloons. And I thought it'd be really funny to breathe the helium in and be like, hey, oh my God, it's Jimmy.
Yeah.
And it was just really, like, everyone was finding it really funny. And I live for laughter, so I just did it all night. And then for the next few weeks, I was just really sick and sore. It turns out I had helium poisoning.
Yeah, helium's a really, like, unhealthy thing.
Like, no, and he's like, you could have died. Like, your blood is now poisoned with helium. I basically had 3 terms off school, so, yeah, missed all of year 10.
Was the instructions on the helium bottle in Spanish?
No, I don't speak Spanish.
I wasn't sucking it out of the bottle. Jack, talk to me. How long have you had off work?
Yeah, I had 6 months off. I worked at Etihad Stadium during the footy season, and obviously during the cricket season, there's no work. Mm. So I was off for 6 months and then received a random payment for $240.
And did you just take that payment, Jack, or did you try and chase it up? Were you honest, or we just had a big night that night?
No, I called him up and said, look, I haven't worked for you guys in 6 months, and they said, oh, it's come up that you've paid, so keep it, no worries.
It's too hard to change it.
Yeah, so I actually chased it up, tried to give them the money back, but they're like, oh, well, bad luck, keep it.
Jack, do you still have the money?
Do I still have the money?
Yeah.
No, I went and bought a couple of PS4 games.
Oh, I was about to say, if you want to get rid of it, Jimmy and Nath will take it. Jimmy and Nath,
Nova. It is Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Sunday night.
Nath knows.
Are you with me?
Or Nath doesn't.
Celebrities singing/talking Justin Bieber's Sorry.
I have no idea.
29 celebrities have got together at Vanity Fair Studio to recite the lyrics to Justin Bieber's number one hit, Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do tonight is, Nath, you're going to have to guess who these celebrities are.
Yep.
You may or may not know these celebrities.
The odds are I probably don't. That's a little bit of a hint to all those out there who want a free thing.
Here at Nath Knows, all you have to do, Australia, is call up and let us know if Nath can get these things correctly or not. So we're going to go through an example.
Yep.
I'm going to play an audio of a celebrity reciting Justin Bieber's Sorry, Nath, and you have to guess who it is. This is your practice one.
Nice. Justin Bieber.
No. Yes! I see what you've done there. Play the real one.
You gotta go.
Oh, the first one was easier.
So, another clue there is this person has won 9 Grammy Awards, 1 Golden Globe, and 1 Academy Award.
Oh, okay.
He is a singer.
He's a singer. It's a male. One of his songs is...
No, I'm not telling you.
Oh.
No,
you gotta go. All of me. I know this song. Oh my God.
John Legend. No.
Yes.
So, well Australia, done. That's how it's going to work. We have 3 of these little grabs, and I have little clues as well to help Nath. Nath, you have to get 1 out of 3 tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you feeling confident with that?
No. Not at all.
So, Australia, call up on 13 24 10 and let us know if Nath can get 1 out of 3. He's just said he can't. So, basically, it's your chance to win something free. Australia, if you want a free thing, give us a call.
Just to clarify, none of them are going to be actually Justin Bieber singing Sorry?
No, none of them are.
13 24 10's our number. If you want a free thing, it's Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Ah, huge fan of the show, and what a guy! Sebastian, it is Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of the show.
Nath knows.
Are you with me?
Or Nath doesn't.
Celebrities singing and talking Justin Bieber's Sorry.
It's a complicated one.
It is. 29 celebrities got together at Vanity Fair to recite the lyrics to Justin Bieber's number one hit, Sorry. There's a video on YouTube. You can check it out.
Do we have a reason why they did that or not really?
Oh, it's just a really big song of the moment. moment. They also did it with Drake's Hotline Bling. I don't know if you remember, we covered that as well.
Oh, that's right. And I didn't get that, did I?
You didn't get that. I did. So tonight, Nath, we have three celebrities talking / singing Justin Bieber. You have to get one out of three.
And if I do, then if our winner chooses to go with me, they get a double pass to The Choice from Nicholas Sparks, the author of The Notebook, and it's in cinemas now.
Great movie, and they can go against you, Nath, as well, and win a prize.
No, but they shouldn't, though. Maddie, do you think I'm going to get this or not?
I think you will.
Oh, Maddie, a bit of faith.
Maddie, is there any reason why you think Nath will get this?
Oh, well, you got the first two, right?
She wasn't listening, that's why.
Different station. All right, Maddie, stand by. We're going to play.
We'll see how we go.
First one.
Okay, the number one.
Is it too late to say I'm sorry that I don't know the song I'm Sorry by Justin Bieber? Is it too late to say I'm sorry?
Okay, so he's American.
Yes. The clue is this American actor, director, and television producer is best known for playing advertising executive Don Draper in Mad Men.
Oh, I know Don Draper. I know this.
I'm going to give you 5, 4, three, two,
Mr. Big,
one.
No!
John Hamm.
I wouldn't have got that.
John Hamm.
Makes me hungry, though, John Hamm.
None for one, but you only have to get one right. All right, this is number two.
You go out and spill the truth.
Well, they can't even speak, this person. Spill the truth.
That's part of the song.
I thought it was spell the truth.
I don't know.
No. I never know that.
The clue is this actress made her acting debut as an extra in her father's film Parenthood.
In her father's film. These are really hard, Jim. Do you think just because I've got the last two, you've just decided to...
Also, I'll give you a bigger clue. The redhead chick in Jurassic World last year. Second biggest movie last year behind Star Wars, Jurassic World. Who was the redhead in it?
It's Nyla Fisher.
No, definitely not. Bryce Dallas Howard is what we're looking for there.
Who is that? I have no idea.
She's the redhead in Jurassic World.
Yeah, well, apparently. And she sings talks Justin Bieber.
All right, so this is the last one, Nath. You need to get this one right for Maddie to go home with the prize.
Okay.
Is it too late? Say sorry now.
Well, that was pretty
intense. Clue is this person starred in the Disney Channel's Camp Rock and Camp Rock 2. Oh, I know you're a big fan of Disney Channel.
God, I love Camp Rock. Can't wait to go home after the show and watch it.
I'll give you an extra clue.
Okay.
They're in the Jonas Brothers band.
What?
It's a 1 in 3 chance. You've just got to name a Jonas Brother.
Okay, it is going to be Nick.
It is Nick,
yes! Oh, Maddie, congratulations.
Yay. You're getting... See, it pays off to have faith in me, and I don't even need to do my gag. I don't even need to do my gag of say sorry afterwards. Yeah,
Maddie, how are you feeling? Did you think he was going to get it?
Yeah, no, I got it. I knew it.
Yeah, she knew the whole time.
Congratulations. Thanks for Nath knows.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.
You have a collect call from Jimmy
and Nath
on Nova.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Jim, I can't believe it. According to Ghostbusters 2, we're actually not supposed to be here.
The end of the world will be on February 14th in the year 2016.
Valentine's Day. Bummer.
Bummer.
Yeah, and we're still here. I mean, it's the 15th now, and I mean, I didn't plan this last hour of the show because I thought the world would end.
It's almost a bit of an accident, if you ask me.
It is an accident, yeah.
And while we're talking accidents, maybe we'll talk about that. Because there's a guy who's...
Do you have a story?
I do have a story.
Brilliant.
Because it turns out there's a guy who's accidentally made an awesome Apple iPhone 6 video.
Well, I mean, I've got nothing else to talk about, so I'm happy to do that. And probably, what do you reckon, 2 songs time?
Yeah, about 2 songs time, we're going to talk accidents.
Get Zayn Malik pillow talk on it. What a tune.
That certainly wasn't an accident.
That was serious, though. I actually really like this song.
Gigi Hadid's also not an accident. It's Jimmy Nath on Nova. It is Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Monday morning now. Thank you so much for joining us, Jim. Coming up very soon, a big, humongous fan of the show, Chris Hemsworth, is he's on holiday at the moment, so we're going to give you a little bit of a Hemsworth update. Stick around for that. But now we want to know, 13, 24, 10, what happened...
Accidentally.
That's happened accidentally. I just want to add a bit of colour there. The reason why is a bloke by the name of Nick Voyager, he's in an attempt to film himself skiing, has accidentally created an amazing commercial demonstrating the abilities of the iPhone 6. So basically, he's gone skiing, which first of all is a little bit sad by himself, where he had to tie little strings onto his iPhone and swing it around him while he was skiing down so it would get some footage of him skiing.
Yeah, you'd think one of your mates and go, hey.
It's like, hey, bro, can you sit on the chair? Lift while I ski, just zoom in.
That we should do that as a Jimmy and Nath video,
and then send it into Apple, and then we could maybe.
I mean, we'd leave radio. Huge. But it's a good idea.
Maybe we could get some free iTunes cards out of it or something.
$20 iTunes voucher.
So basically what he's done, he's tied some strings to the top of his iPhone 6 and then he swung it around. Now, we've seen the video.
It is very impressive.
It looks incredible.
Just imagine someone skiing downhill, like normal skier, but it's in super slow motion. It's like a 360 view because he's whipping it around. Yeah. It is very impressive.
I mean, and this video online, you can check it out. We've put it up on our Twitter as well.
And our Instagram, and at Jimmy and Nath.
At Jimmy and Nath, yeah. And this video has blown up and basically Apple have said this is the perfect advertisement for the new the film qualities of the iPhone 6. So we
6S.
Because
the 6S and 6, mate, they're totally different.
Hugely different.
Totally different.
So basically, we want to know 13, 24, 10, what happened?
Accidentally.
What happened accidentally?
Yeah, this guy's accidentally created a commercial. You could have accidentally created anything. You could accidentally run into someone. Maybe you met your partner on Valentine's Day accidentally. We would want to know those stories.
Maybe he wasn't actually trying to film himself skiing. Maybe he was just doing a new attempt at playing Fruit Ninja. Or something.
just swinging around the air, trying to knock a bird out of the sky or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that guy can call up as well.
Well, Australia, give us a call. Because, yeah, we want to know what happened accidentally. This guy did a commercial. We don't know if he's getting paid by Apple, do we?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. We'll find that out in the ad break.
Give us a call. 13 24 10. It's Jimmy Nath on Nova. He's Coldplay and Beyonce. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Monday morning. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of the show and just listening this early in the morning. It's fantastic.
Thanks for not going to bed and making an active choice to listen to us.
And if you have gone to bed, thanks for leaving the radio on. And so it calms you while you sleep.
Caps you down. Send you to sleep.
Jimmy, we want to know, 13, 24, 10, what happened?
Accidentally.
The reason why is there's a bloke in America. His name's Nick Voigner, and basically he's accidentally made an awesome advertisement for the iPhone 6S by skiing down a slope, putting his phone on these strings and flicking it around him whilst filming him do it.
It is very impressive.
It's awesome. Something happened to me, actually, today, Valentine's Day, accidentally, which worked out very, very well.
Yeah.
As you know, during the week, we did, like, a little thing at work involving roses.
Yeah.
And basically, I've nicked one of the roses and put them in the car. I thought it was a great idea.
As you do, yeah.
And I completely forgot about it in the car. Anyway, I picked my girlfriend up this morning, and she saw the rose, and she's like, oh, you shouldn't have. And I was like, well, I did that.
Accidentally.
So that was great. But then, it gets even better. Yeah. So I dropped her home. She's accidentally left the rose in the car. I then went and took my mum out for lunch. She's gone, oh, Nath, you didn't have to. And I was like, I didn't. I did it.
Accidentally.
Is the rose still there?
Yeah.
I get in tonight, I'll be like, oh, Nath.
I was about to say, I haven't got you a present yet, so it works out.
There's my rose. Nath, we had a tweet from @Sarah_P. She said, I accidentally swiped right on Tinder a year ago. Oh. Now that guy's my boyfriend.
And they're going to get married. No, I made that.
I don't. They could. He's hoping.
They might. Aaron, what happened accidentally?
Accidentally.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi. What happened? Accidentally. I forgot to talk on the radio.
I turned up for work one day for a shift, and turns out I wasn't meant to be there, and they still paid me for 4 hours.
Oh, wow. What do you do for work?
I'm a nursing assistant.
And that's a legal thing that they have to pay you?
Yeah.
Well, we should tell our boss that.
Yeah, well, you know, Aaron, if you get caught at work, you have the number, 13 24 10. Give us a call. Nath will pick you up and you get a rose.
I'll pick you up. Yeah. Brilliant.
No. Jimmy
and
Nath on
Nova. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova. For your Sunday night, Jim, coming up very shortly, The Leftovers, the magic that didn't quite make the show, but is also quite exciting.
It's time for another Hemsworth update.
Hey, this is Chris Hemsworth.
Hey, I'm Liam Hemsworth. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Huge fans of the show, the Hemsworths, Jim. We provide updates on everything that they are doing.
Yeah, not sure what Liam's up to, but Chris is currently on holiday in India with his wife, and they're participating in a Spanish adventure show. Now, we tried to find some of this. It's not online yet, but we did manage to find a small American TV show that is covering this holiday.
Yep.
This is part of it.
Australian actor Chris Hemsworth looks like he's having a blast in India.
What a dramatic pause at the end.
Can't wait to go to India. Sounds amazing.
Can't wait to be part of that show.
Looks like they're having a blast.
Jimmy and Nath, they're having fun.
Nova. You can see why that video's got 150 views.
That's just 150. This is the second part of it.
A shot of Hemsworth almost kissing a cow. This holiday looks like fun.
She sounds like Siri. Is Siri doing the news report?
Or? Yeah, that's. Yeah, there's been some cutdowns in the Midwest American news team, and Siri is now doing all of that.
She's an iPhone 6. That photo of him eating the cow. Or eating the cow. I was about to say, he could have eaten the cow.
Kissing the cow.
Yeah. It looks like he could eat that cow pretty much by himself, and then when he finished...
Another!
Nath, when he was travelling around, or currently travelling around with India with his wife Elsa, they managed to climb a mountain 18,000 foot, unsurmounted, which I was told earlier by you means hasn't been climbed before.
Oh, there you go, encyclopedia.
That to me is really impressive. Mm. You've climbed a mountain that's never been climbed before.
Classic Chris Hemsworth and what's his wife's name? Elsa, of course, huge fans of the show. When they got to the top, you wouldn't believe what Chris said.
Another!
Yes. Doing Everest next.
One more mountain.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.
It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Monday morning. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Also, live music in the studio next with a goodbye song, Jim.
Jimmy and Nath. Magic. That was magic. You found it.
That didn't make it.
Unfortunately, Jim, not all stories that we love to share make it into the Jimmy and Nath show.
Yeah, we wrap them up right now. Nath, Bill Murray has admitted to throwing two mobile phones off a rooftop terrace in California because diners tried to take a photo of him.
I understand why he did that, because he thought it was the end of the world.
Yeah, wanted to spend some more time together. Yeah,
Ghostbusters. No, the funny thing was he did the exact same thing for the next 3 days in a row.
Why is that?
Groundhog Day.
Okay, another movie he was in. Okay, go.
No, I actually figured out why he did it, though.
What did he do?
He was lost in translation.
No more Bill Murray movies. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds fell in love on a double date when they were on a double date with other people.
Yep.
Ryan said it was pretty awkward during that date.
Well, it's pretty obvious why he chose Blake.
Why?
She's more lively.
Lively, yeah. Well, that.
Jim, there's a woman in the US who's given birth to a set of twins. One's black and one's white, and they look nothing alike, and she's over people asking her if they're actually twins.
Yeah, Nath, I've got hold of the song that she's written to people so she can sing it to them when they ask. Your children definitely black and white.
And I'm sick of people asking, yes, it's true, my kids are black and white.
Oh, that's good. Good, MJ.
But if you're talking about my babies, it don't matter, because they're black and white.
Oh, there we go.
Magic you missed.
Jimmy and Nath, Nova.
Thank you so much for being a part of the show. It has been Jimmy and Nath wrapping up your Monday morning, and now Jim.
Jimmy and Nath's goodbye song.
Because now it's time to go.
You want to give us a little strum, Jim? Well, that is the sound of some live music in the studio. We take little parts of the show that was, and we put it together in the only way we know how, Jim, and that is through
song.
Maracas. No, song. It's song. Sorry.
You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
What did you find on the internet, baby? What is the movie emoji? Well, it was Ninja Turtles. James Corden has Elton John and Chris Martin. So we did your show, your song.
Oh,
I've got Angels by Robbie Williams.
Oh, go ahead.
I love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong.
Sorry, I didn't know I had James Corden on the show.
How much time did you have off work? Dash Corden confessed he hadn't worked for 6 months.
I was off for 6 months and then received a random payment for $240.
If you want to get rid of it, Jimmy Nath will take it.
Nate, no celebrity saying Justin Bieber. Sorry, Nate, tell me who was Dallas Bright Howard.
The redhead chick in Jurassic World.
It's Nyla Fisher.
No, it's definitely not. Bryce Dallas Howard is what we're looking
who
for there.
Who is that? I have no idea.
She's the redhead in Jurassic World.
Yeah, well, apparently.
We're done. Jimmy and Nath are over. Time for some sleep. There's nothing on after. Download. The podcast is on iTunes.
No, still not up on iTunes. I'll let you have that note. Yeah, go on, finish the note. But
it's not up on iTunes.
No, still not up. So
the only way people can listen is live.
Yeah, like with some live music.
I guess we could keep singing. It's a good song. Valentine's Day.
Someone try and stop us.
Come on, turn a little faster. Come on, the world will follow after. Come on, because everybody's after.
Our podcast is what people are actually after. Seriously.
The podcast.
iTunes, sort it out. We want people to be able to listen to it.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.